Track 12, Listening Part 4, Worksheet 3. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 1 to 6 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with an architect called Scott Tenbury.
Scott Tenbury, you're an architect and you've lived in some interesting buildings for research. Tell us about the one in Japan.
I had what's called a capsule in an apartment block. It was one tiny room. I had to be creative and use interesting ways of getting everything I needed into the space. People asked, "Isn't it a bit like living in prison?" But it's nothing like that. And I never heard the neighbours despite living so close to them.
Interesting. You also once lived in what you called an upside-down house.
That's right. It looked like the roof was on the ground and the front door was in the air. All the rooms were in their usual place inside, so it wasn't that different to live in it. That was a bit disappointing. It wasn't in an area that tourists visit. But I used to see people taking photos of it from time to time. They'd ask whether the house was difficult to look after. It wasn't at all.
You've also lived in a container in London, one of those big metal boxes which ships carry things in.
Yes, in the city centre. Unfortunately, it had a metal roof and when it rained, I couldn't hear the television. I wasn't sorry to leave that behind when I sold it. It took me a while to sell it. Although they're small, they're not cheap. But I managed to sell it to a young woman. She was an architect too.
Have you always lived in cities?
Yes, they're wonderful. It's great watching all those people living their lives, doing similar things in different ways. Many people like going to restaurants, shopping centres. I'm not bothered about all that. I work from home, so could live anywhere, but I love cities.
What are you designing at the moment?
I'm working on my water building, trying to make a box which appears to float on the water. That's going well. People have been building on water for centuries, so there are no difficulties there. I want it to be the same grey-blue as the water. It seems almost impossible because water changes so much with the light.
What kind of building would you like to design?
A railway station, one that's on different levels. A big monument to trains. It's not because I want people to say, "Wow," but I'd like the challenge of making something so big and that does something useful, but is beautiful to look at too.
Now listen again.
Scott Tenbury, you're an architect and you've lived in some interesting buildings for research. Tell us about the one in Japan.
I had what's called a capsule in an apartment block. It was one tiny room. I had to be creative and use interesting ways of getting everything I needed into the space. People asked, "Isn't it a bit like living in prison?" But it's nothing like that. And I never heard the neighbours despite living so close to them.
Interesting. You also once lived in what you called an upside-down house.
That's right. It looked like the roof was on the ground and the front door was in the air. All the rooms were in their usual place inside, so it wasn't that different to live in it. That was a bit disappointing. It wasn't in an area that tourists visit, but I used to see people taking photos of it from time to time. They'd ask whether the house was difficult to look after. It wasn't at all.
You've also lived in a container in London, one of those big metal boxes which ships carry things in.
Yes, in the city centre. Unfortunately, it had a metal roof and when it rained, I couldn't hear the television. I wasn't sorry to leave that behind when I sold it. It took me a while to sell it. Although they're small, they're not cheap, but I managed to sell it to a young woman. She was an architect too.
Have you always lived in cities?
Yes, they're wonderful. It's great watching all those people living their lives, doing similar things in different ways. Many people like going to restaurants, shopping centres. I'm not bothered about all that. I work from home, so could live anywhere, but I love cities.
What are you designing at the moment?
I'm working on my water building, trying to make a box which appears to float on the water. That's going well. People have been building on water for centuries, so there are no difficulties there. I want it to be the same grey-blue as the water. It seems almost impossible because water changes so much with the light.
What kind of building would you like to design?
A railway station, one that's on different levels, a big monument to trains. It's not because I want people to say, wow, but I'd like the challenge of making something so big and that does something useful, but is beautiful to look at too.
That is the end of part 4.